Welcome to the You Got This podcast, featuring authors Donnie and Sandy. We invite you to settle in, open your hearts and minds, and be inspired to trust and present hope in the Lord. When you allow Him to lead the way, you got this.
Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome episode of You Got This with your host Sandy and Donnie from Your New Life Ministries. This is still season 6, and this is episode 3. Of our journey to heaven, or journey to faith, what we're calling it.
A journey to the kingdom.
A journey to the kingdom. And we're going through this book that my lovely wife wrote. I don't know if we told you this before or not, but the book is called I Am Saved, Now Where Do I Go From Here? This explains really a guide of what you do as you get saved, as you choose to make that outwardly decision to be saved. And I'm going to let my wife talk about what she's written in here and how it would help you out.
Yeah, so this episode is I'm saved, what next? You just prayed the prayer of salvation, but you don't have a clue of what to do next. So what do you do next? And I have written a book, you know, and it's a group of different sections of different short little studies within each section. And so the first one is different studies dealing with being saved. First of all, this, you know, the first step is why you need to be saved, and then salvation. And then the next step is, you know, what we're going to be talking about today. The next section is beginning your walk, fighting the flesh. Okay, you are just saved. Your heart is brand new. You have a newfound love for the Lord and a desire to please Him. But you have to remember, you have years of the world in you. The Lord has to renew your mind, because you know, if we have wrong perceptions about things, then the way we talk and what we talk about and how we do it and the things that we do are all going to be wrong as well. So this is just fighting the flesh, because that flesh is still, we are still human. And so we are going to fall, and Satan is going to tempt us, and this is going to help you. The next section is different studies dealing with spiritual growth. And then there's another section on spiritual warfare, standing against the devil. And the last section, being blessed by God. So today, we're going to begin with, you just got saved. Where do you go from here? What is the next step you need to do?
And if you're like us, you would want to talk to your church, assuming you found one. Start going, start meeting new people, discussing what they do and how they deal with outwardly worldly things that God insists that we're of the world, but we're not supposed to be in the world. So the world will corrupt you, as it says in the Bible. So you want to talk to those members of the church to see what they do and how they deal with it. Then you would want to talk with the pastor and discussing the journey that you're on. And he will probably tell you that you probably need to be baptized, which is an outwardly expression of what you decide to do, which is follow God. And if you choose to get baptized, they will discuss with you what the meaning of the baptism is.
Yeah, so why do you need to go to church? Okay, because there's so much that we deal with on a daily basis in the world, first and foremost. And going to a good church, it helps you. You're just encouraged by other believers, and you want to keep on that path. Besides that, if you find a good church, you need to find one. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. That you need to find one that's preaching the whole Bible front to back. Unfortunately, even the people, the pastors of each church, they're human like the rest of us. Don't put any of them on a pedestal. But sometimes they'll get it wrong. They won't preach the whole Bible. They'll just believe parts of it and preach it. And they'll find ways to make what they're believing true. But God says, do not add to or take away from this book of the law. No, you got to believe the whole thing. It all fits together. And so go to a church. Get involved in one. And not only that, they become like a church family to you. The church has been there so much for us. We love the church that we go to. We live in Colorado Springs. We go to a small church, and we are so blessed by it. They have become like a little family.
And that's the key. You just can't go to any church. You have to go to one that really aligns with what you believe and what God has put in your heart and the path that God has put you on. Because God's going to put people on different paths. And one path may not be right for one person or another. So you got to find the right church that fits you. And you won't know that based on your visits to different churches. And it's going to lay on your heart like, well, wait a minute. I think this is the right church for because my wife and I visited a couple of churches before we found one that is actually right for us. So that's what you're going to have to do is find the right church for you. And it may be a long task or maybe a short task, but you'll eventually find the right one for you.
And you'll know what is right for you. Your spirit, you'll just agree. You'll just feel it. Mm-hmm. You'll just feel it and decide this is the one we need to go to. I mean, I've had surgery and they got together and helped. And during the first week, they would bring us, you know, food to help because Donnie worked. And right now he works, you know, for the post office. So sometimes the post office does not deliver on Sundays, but they do deliver Amazon packages. They call it Amazon Sunday because Amazon doesn't stop. So there'll be times when I won't have a way to work because we have just have one car and he has. So I won't have a way to church. And they're such a blessing that sometimes if he can get me there, because he don't have to be in so early on Sundays, they'll take me home. But even so, if it is on a day that he has to be there early, they will find someone to come and pick me up. So your church is like a little family, and you begin to make friends and people that will help encourage you to keep growing. And that's why you need to find a church also. Is because of the family of God in there that'll help inspire you to keep growing. And you'll learn that you can be able to talk to people, you know, talk to someone and talk to your pastor. The pastor is there to listen to you and help you and guide you and counsel you, not just to preach the message on Sunday. This pastor of a church is so much more. So you've asked the Lord into your heart, you've repented of your sins, you have made him the Lord of your life, and you find a good church. Hebrews 10:25 says, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. Let us encourage one another all the more as you see the day approaching. And so it helps us. We encourage each other. And then God will give you a word sometimes through the message, but then you'll also learn the message because if you're a baby Christian just beginning to read the word, it helps to have someone who can understand it and explain it to you. So, yes, besides what Donnie said, getting baptized, 1 Peter 3:21 says, and this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you. Also, not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a good conscience toward God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So being baptized is not saying that it saves you. It's saying that it symbolizes. That's the key word in there. It just symbolizes what he said. It is an outward expression of an inward decision that you made. And you jump and shout at football games and TV shows. Why not? This is your jump and shout for God. Of what you just now have a permanent home in heaven. And you should be excited about that. And so the next step is to get a Bible.
Get a Bible and study the word. Maybe possibly if this helps you, is look for different Bible studies to help you grow in your faith. It's all directed by God. And he will show you what he wants you to do. And you have to listen to that little voice inside you. And he will tell you what to do. See, Sandy and I, we go to a Bible study in our community, and that helps us out. Plus, we look for different study groups around town, and also we watch little church sermons on our TV. And plus, Sandy looks at her Daystar television. So, there's many of the different things you do to look for growth in your faith, and that's all it is about, is growing your faith in the Lord. And it's hard work. This is not easy because you're going to be trashed. You're going to be dismantled by the world, because even God said in the Bible, the world will hate you as it has hated me. And his word is going to give you strength to overcome that. And that's going to be hard because you're going to be like, wow, is this really right for me? And what of the better feeling in the world to be trashed by the world but be loved by God?
And we're going to talk more about that. But first of all, I have to tell you about Aspire drinks. These, I really do love them. And I've already ran out of the ones I bought. I need to get me some more. And you can go to aspiredrinks.com. And actually, you can get them a little bit cheaper than what you can buy them in the store, because Walmart does have them. But if you go online, aspiredrinks.com, and put in our promo code YNLM, and that's the first letters of our ministry name, Your New Life Ministries. So the promo code is YNLM, and you will get 20% off. That supports them, and you get a discount. That's what more can you ask? But it supports us because we get a small commission. But these are such good drinks. They have drinks like raspberry, acai, and mango lemonade, and they also have sweet cherry. They have other flavors as well. They are full of antioxidants, 80 milligrams of natural green tea caffeine, and there is zero sugar, caffeine-free, so this is diabetic-friendly, keto-friendly, great flavors. It has vitamin B, vitamin C. It is enhanced with biotin and ginger and others. And so these are really good, healthy drinks, gives you energy, don't crash, there's no sugar. So it is really good. Go check them out today, aspiredrinks.com. And don't forget the promo code, because you will get 20% off.
Yeah, and also don't forget, while this is going on, they do have free shipping, so don't forget that as well.
Yes, there is free shipping in the United States.
But continuing on with our discussion here about your journey with God is, communicate with God daily. I mean, you talk to your friends all the time, either through social media or through phone or through text, whatever. But God wants to talk to you as well, and He will teach you everything that He wants you to do, because you're going to be following Him. He's going to be, in essence, your boss, but a good boss. And
not a boss, father.
Well, father, boss, same thing. But anyway, the point of the matter is, He's going to direct you on a way He wants you to go. And that's the whole entire thing.
That's right. And He, in the Bible, it says in Proverbs that He directs our steps. And it says, commit your way to the Lord and your plans will succeed. There are so many good verses in the Bible. The Bible says in Psalm 138, 2, He exalts His name and His word above all things. So if you don't know what to pray, you read through your Bible and make your notes on verses that stand out to you on get some little 3x5 cards. And this will help you. One prayer that I prayed over my son for years, and God has always followed through on taking care of him and helping him when he strays to get back on track. It's found in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 13. It says, and all your sons will be taught by the Lord, and great will be your children's peace. So I just make a quick little prayer of that, then I speak it out loud. I say my son's name, and I say, he is taught by the Lord, and great is his peace. See, that's short and sweet. It's biblical. And you're praying the word of God. And so it's not tainted by your human emotions. But sometimes we want to pray and sway for, you know, the so many I wants that are not really so many necessaries. And so God will give you what you need. He'll supply your needs. He's, you know, it says that in Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus. And in if you look in Matthew in chapter 6, it tells the Lord's Prayer. It's not that you can pray that exactly, but it's just a way you should pray, meaning just come to God. Just acknowledge Him for who He is. Then ask for your daily needs. Ask for forgiveness as you forgive those who sin against you. You know, and so, and then you pray in that, also in that prayer, it says, lead us not into temptation. And so it's asking for His help and His protection as well. And that's what that prayer is about. And so if you read the word, you can find the things. It's God's instruction manual, but it's His story also. It's His story. And start in the Gospels, preferably in the book of John, because you got to find out who Jesus is. And as you read through the Gospels, you find out who He is. And You got to find out that out before you could recognize the symbolism of who he is in the Old Testament. And there is a lot of symbolism and a lot of foreshadowing of Jesus' death on the cross. And especially if you want to read about that, given this is December right now when we're recording this podcast. And this is when we celebrate Christmas. So if you read Isaiah 52, 14 and 15 and on through Isaiah 53, it tells about what happened to him when he died on the cross and how badly he was beaten. And he did that for us. So the word of God is also, as it says in John 6:35, the bread of life. If you go without food, your body's going to get sick. So the Bible, the word of God, is your spiritual food. And if you don't partake of it every day, your spirit's going to get sick. And don't think Satan's going to just leave you alone. No, because he says, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. That's John 16:33. And so Satan's in the world, and he's going to want to get you off track. He doesn't want you to be a follower of God.
No, he doesn't. He wants to seek, kill, and destroy everything that God has made. And that's our secret weapon, because we know what his plan is. We just got to learn to overcome it and follow the Lord of God. And we have the tools to do it. The question is, will you use tools to do it?
And so it gives you instruction. In 2 Timothy 3:16, it says every word in the Bible, it says that it is God-breathed. I mean, he's spoken into the hearts of men. And the way I write, I've written just in the process of publishing my 41st book, The Power of Compassion. And I understand that because I'm sitting and I write Christian books, adult and children. And I'll pray, he gives me a title, and I say, all right, Lord, Holy Spirit, write, write the book for me. Tell it to me. And he does. He is faithful to do it. It's like I'm sitting here taking dictation. I'm just sitting at my computer, and I'm typing. And so that's how I know that that verse is true. Every word is God-breathed, useful for correction, training, and teaching, that so that the man of God may be well-equipped, see, in every good work. So the Bible teaches us. It gives us promises to stand on and to pray. It gives us instructions to let us know how to live a godly life, because God gave us free will. But guess what? That free will works both ways. You can choose to disobey what God's wanting you to do, this to bless you and keep you on his path. Or you can choose to go against it, and you will reap what you sow.
Pretty much. So, yeah, those are the two choices. And hopefully, when you got saved, you took it seriously, and you will hopefully follow by these examples. This is not a step-by-step guide. This is what really is just a helpful guide along with help you along the way to where you want to go in your path to following Jesus. And we hope this helps you. And but the most important step in this is to get baptized, because that's going to help and affirm your belief and hope to affirm your relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and it's one that's really inwardly for you. So you know that I made this decision, because you're saved whether you get baptized or not. That does not make you saved or not saved. I want to make that clear. It's just, it symbolizes what you just did. But when you do, it's something you don't want to miss, because it makes it a reality to you. And so please make sure you're getting in the Word, because it is helpful to you in your daily walk. Because you also have to examine yourself. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine ourselves, test ourselves to see whether we're in the faith. Because see, if you're asking God to open your eyes daily, and open your ears to hear, your heart and your mind to know and understand, is something I pray for over my family, my husband and I, every day, is because the enemy can blind you. And if you have wrong perceptions about things, you're going to be acting the wrong way. You're going to be doing the wrong things. And your spiritual path, your purpose and your growth is going to be hindered by that. And you might even in the process not only be hurting yourself or your family by some of those wrong perceptions, but you might be hurting others as well. And so that's why you really need to get in the Bible. It'll help you to know what's right. And then you ask as you're reading, Holy Spirit, help me understand this. Because it says in Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all understanding. And he will help you to understand it. And then communicate. Have your daily talk with him. Put this in realistic terms. If you do not spend time and talk with that person in your life, whether it's a best friend, your family members, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a husband, or a wife, if you don't spend time with them and talk with them, if you don't put some personal time into that relationship, how is that relationship going to be?
Exactly. So, yeah.
It's going to suffer.
Exactly. And you don't want that to suffer, just like you don't want your personal relationships with your people here, but you also don't want your personal relationship with Jesus to suffer either. So get in the Bible, study it. You're not going to understand it overnight. You're probably not going to understand it in months or years, but you will understand it eventually. But, and as some people always say, well, it's the verses are vague and honestly, it's hard to interpret them. Well, you're not supposed to understand everything. God will explain that to you when the time is right, because some things in the Bible are for you to know, and some things for you to know at a later date, and so on and so forth. But God will direct you along the path. Don't worry about that. But hopefully this podcast will help you understand it.
Yes, and also now there are different versions of the Bible to help you understand it. I like the New King James Version. But there is a New International Version, there's an Amplified Version, there's a Message, okay? So when you're going to look, the one that helps you to understand it as a new Christian, go to a bookstore and look through some of the different versions of the Bible and ask someone there to help you. Ask your pastor, you know, which is the version that's going to help me understand this? I'm a new Christian. Which is the version that's going to help me understand this better as I go? Because, okay, you'll never stop learning. I've read through the Bible so many times, and each time I come to a passage that I've read before, I get something different out of it. To me personally, I think it's because we're always going through something, and we're always going through different seasons. So there's a certain season that God needs you to learn this from this passage, but in the next season, he may need you to learn something else from that same passage. So don't think you can read through the Bible too much, because you can't, because there's always something new you're going to get out of each verse. And so besides coming to him, and you don't have to come and pray and talk to him with a bunch of these and thous. Oh, come on, just get real. God knows who you are. Psalm 139 says he knows every word on your lips before you even speak it. And he says in John 1:12, to those who receive him, who believe in his name, they're given the right to become children of God. He knows you inside and out. He created your heart individually. He fashioned it individually, as Psalm 33:15 says. So he knows you. Just be real with him and be who you are. You don't come and talk to your own parents that way, do you? Dear thouest holy father, no. Just come to him. Dear God, dear Heavenly Father, thank you just for who you are. Show gratitude that you have a place to live. Show gratitude that you're still alive. There's so many things that you can thank him for. And listen to some praise music, some soft praise music while you're doing that. And just sing some praise songs and just sit back. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. So you know what? Conversation is two ways. It's not a conversation if one person is doing all the talking. So if you say God doesn't talk to you, well, maybe you're not giving them time to talk to you. You know, maybe you're doing all the talking, then saying amen and leave. Okay? And it's like, well, I had something to say, but you already left the conversation. So sit still and then give God time. Don't rush him. Okay? And he will talk to your heart. He speaks to you through your heart. It, you know, in the head, oh, yeah, that could come your own thoughts. It could come thoughts to the enemy. But the Holy Spirit's within your heart. And so he's going to speak from deep within your heart. And you're going to know because it's going to line up with the word. But to me, everyone's different. I feel a warmth and a loving peace that comes over when he's talking to me. And so I know that's him, because why? God is love. He can't be anything but that, because love is love. And then he's the Prince of Peace. He's peace. And so it's going to be peaceful when he talks to you. Even if he's going to tell you, it's like, you know, you kind of snapped at that person yesterday. I would appreciate it. I would like it if you go and apologize to that person. He's not going to say, you bonehead. Okay, he's a loving father. He's not waiting with a gavel in his hand. And just giving him time to talk, he can also help lead you and give you instructions on something he may want you to do, or something he may want you to take if you're looking for a job. He may give you inspirations in your heart. You're just going to think, you know, I think I need to go apply at this place. Okay. Every good and perfect gift is from above. So, you know, that just might have been a word from the Lord that really inspired you. Psalm 37:4 says he gives us the desires of our heart. I don't think that's just about our own selfish, I want, I'm going to tell God and he's going to give it to me. I really do think that he inspires our heart with his God desires, because he wants to bless us. The Bible says in Isaiah 30:18, he longs to be gracious to you. So he wants to bless you. So get alone, talk with him, acknowledge who he is, thank him, praise him. Sit in the praise music for a while and give him time to talk to you. Then talk to him and tell him your concerns and your needs. And just, you know, I'm concerned, God. I have this big bill and I know I didn't work that much this last paycheck. I don't know how I'm going to pay it. God, can you help me? See, just get real with him like that. You don't have to be formal and have a lot of big formal words. Just be real as you're talking to your best friend, because that's who he is. The Bible says in Proverbs that he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And then don't forget to thank him again. Thank him in advance, because that shows that you have faith. Because he said if he answers your prayers, if he hears your prayers, he's going to answer them. So he's going to answer. That's already a promise in the Bible. Give him time every day, and you will also help you to grow. And then as a part of your devotion time, maybe read the Bible. You don't have to read, you know, a whole chapter. You can just maybe read a paragraph or two, or whatever seems best for you. Make that a part of your devotion time, because he also speaks through his word.
Yeah, so hopefully all this doesn't overwhelm you, and we're going to close here and close this portion of the podcast. So we hope this all helped you and informed you a little bit and helped you along your way, the path to grow your relationship with Jesus Christ. And we also just want to remind you of our website, yournewlifeministries.org, because my wife just got fiction to release another book that she's written. This is her 41st book. So look for that soon. It's called
The Power of Compassion.
It's about two young boys who helps out a homeless man that end up becoming homeless because of grief of a lost family member. So we don't want to give away too much, but we'll just leave it at that. So just look for that book coming to be released, hopefully by the end of January, and not sooner, but we'll keep you informed of that. And plus our many other books that are on our website at yournewlifeministries.org. Plus, my wife's got an awesome blog on there, and we know people's been checking that out too, so thank you for that. And we're going to get more visitors to our website, because we couldn't be more grateful to that and on this podcast. So we're building our audience, and we're very grateful for that. Plus, don't forget our YouTube channel. That's also getting new content posted on there daily, or not daily, I should say weekly. So thank you for the new visitors to that as well. So God is moving in our ministry, honestly, because we haven't been able to do that for a period of time. So we're growing that now as well. So new things are coming along down the pipeline, and it's been very receptive to it. So thank you so much for that, and all of our listeners out there. And so in closing, we hope you enjoyed this podcast, and always remember, you know, you got this when you let God lead the way. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye.